adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Continuing on from last week, the guys are in the bottom of Crow's Asylum. They found some crazies, some summon monster stuff came out. They decided to take the battle to Crow, and he said, "Hey, here's a spider web."
Oh, so this
and now they're going to call y'all back. We got Tabit, played by Dustin.
Yep.
Got Kenny, played by Lance.
Woo!
Got David, playing David E. Shivers.
Present.
Hello. And Mintos played by
we figured it out.
Yay!
And this is totally bought to you by Squarespace.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
No, I feel like we're going to have to pay that much.
An Audible.
Yeah, that's our chart.
Your
turn.
I'm going to move as close as I can without getting into the web.
Okay.
And shout. I'm going to assume it's
like,
Crow.
Push the rock!
Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to vibrate us out.
No, I'm going to shout, because us two are infected.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm going to shout, Crow, the creature's here to kill you like it did all the others. You can either work with us and hopefully survive, or not work with us and die.
And I yell back, it's David, what are you talking about?
That's a good plan, I like that.
Or we kill you.
You hear from the
hallway, I'm perfectly capable of controlling this beast.
Oh.
Well, hey, guilt
so
admission, that's all I needed. Let's kill him.
Your four dead friends probably said the same thing. You're the last of five.
Well, that one guy with the gag definitely
that made me kill two of them.
He doesn't need to know that, you dumbass. Shut up. Just keep drinking.
Why'd you guys let me bring my wineskin with me? I don't understand.
Because we're not those kinds of adventurers. We should have a good time. Now you're okay when we kill retarded
David
people.
David, give me a perception check.
14.
You hear a door open and close.
Uh-oh.
It's just your guidance counselor, those doors. You just
Kenny, your life chances
Kenny,
just...
Yeah. Kenny. Kenny.
Oh, I'm stuck,
Kenny,
right?
Kenny.
Maybe.
Kenny.
Can I start doing my bardic? Well, I don't even know.
Nope.
Gotta break out of it, huh?
Yep.
That's
nope.
What I'm doing.
You're not going anywhere.
What's it need to be, though?
I'm not gonna tell you, but it's higher than three.
I know, but there's other things sad to
hey,
it.
Hey, it could be a four.
You gotta get it's above 15.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Versus what? Like escape artist?
Escape artist, or you're seeing.
You're stuck,
me.
Man. That's all we can do for you.
Okay. That's fine. I don't want to make it. That was
close.
No,
I want to get out.
That was close.
12?
That's
what. Yeah, I know. Almost there.
15 wasn't the number.
Oh.
You should have just lit all the spider webs on fire.
Who's nearest to me that's stuck? I can't tell
Kenny,
who's many
that is. But that, like, the doorway right there has got the spider webs in it, so.
Right. You
have
to try to
just light on fire.
No, I still have the travel domain. It was color spray that I like. Yeah, I can still cast Longstrider. It's my level 1.
Yes, you said you got rid of color spray.
Yeah,
Longstrider.
Yeah. So I will cast Longstrider to allow me to get in there without getting stuck, or not stuck,
I'm not
but
sure if that
the difficult terrain.
That might be able to ignore the difficult terrain, but I'm not sure if it'll...
Okay. Basically, what I want to do is, barring that I get stuck, I'm going to try to free... I want to try to free my teammates. Otherwise, do I feel like Crow's still in the area? Do I feel like...
You can see him.
Oh, you see Crow?
Yeah, I mean, after he gets past 5 feet, it gets really hard to see stuff.
Okay.
How does he see Crow from there?
Because
he's like diagonal...
Crow? He was like over here.
Oh, are you saying Crow?
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
can't see Crow, no. I thought you were talking about Kenyon.
Because, like, Minto just shouted at him.
Yeah.
I feel like I should try a diplomacy check to get
I think he left, I say.
You shut up, you're stuck.
I'm not stuck anymore.
He left.
Well, hold on, let me see what his ruling is here. And I like that sound.
Long Shredder doesn't have any effect on that stuff.
That's good.
This move gives you a plus 10 foot movement enhancement bonus to your base speed. It has no effect on other modes of movement, such as burrow, climb, fly, or swim.
Okay.
So you just get to move 10 more feet.
God, I almost want to cast fly just to go over this shit and chase Crow.
You're not going to be able to
fly through
that.
I can't fly over?
No.
It's like a hallway.
Head,
like,
it's
the hallway?
Yep.
As opposed to just the floor?
Nope. The whole thing.
Okay. All
right. Would I know how many rounds this lasts?
Yep. No. Let's get spellcraft.
I don't either.
So, are we in combat right now?
Yes.
Okay. I just know he left or whatever.
You just heard the door open and close.
That means he left. I don't know what
else I
can mean.
Really don't want to blow a dispel magic on this thing.
Yeah, I want it. Well, he said you can hack like 5 feet of it per round.
Alright, yeah, I will hack in 5 feet to get a little closer, as close as I can to Kenny without getting stuck myself.
Okay, that's unless I ask the whole round for you, so...
No, that's fine. That's
fine. Area is clear now.
Thank you.
He's in, like, your warning star?
Shiver me timber.
I have that, terror of butt.
He's gonna delay, because I want to hack this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then can I, like, hack that free, and then he come
okay.
up and hack
you know
the
next like,
one?
Bloodsport? When they like
I'm
put their
say shimmer, they're gonna
like,
be
put that
able
like
to do it because
medical bandaging, bandaging on their
stuff.
Fists,
okay.
And they lay it in like glass.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so that's like what this thing looks like.
No.
It's a stick, but it's made of like obsidian.
All right,
and, stuff.
Stuck in
and then my
that's
turn, I'll just tag
this hammered on the last guy we killed.
And I guess shivered.
My spiritual weapon, that's what that was. It was just like
alright, it is Bento's turn.
Would I have heard the door slam?
I'll give you a perception check and we'll see here.
That'd be 12.
I'm going to say yes. Yes, you heard the slam.
Okay.
That makes it
really help
them. Don't burn it.
Yeah.
We had that experience once.
I'll let them hack through it.
Okay.
What's the sound of the monster sound like right now?
It sounds like he is in the. You want to do a separate check for that one? Or do you
sure.
want to go off control? Yeah,
should have went off that first one.
So, you can 10. Hear, and to you it just sounds like he's moving out of the foyer there. Foyer? Foyer? Is it foyer?
No, either way.
I think either way it works.
Foyer? Sure. Alright, it's Kenny.
So suck in it, so I need to try to get out of it. Ooh, what is that?
11.
6.
What's
it,
6?
14.
Just
too low.
14?
Okay,
yeah.
Still
stuck. Come on, Jenny.
Damn it. Sabbat. Come on, Jenny.
Sabbat, what do you want to do? I want to give everybody loving kisses. I definitely want to go and inhale shivers and everybody else. I love everybody now. Especially that goblin. If I ever get out of this, I want to marry that goblin, I swear.
And I'm pretty sure I can take care of that monster by myself. He runs up the stairs to face it.
I'm going to go upstairs and go to the room where the guys are talking. They got something they want to say to me.
I think he was going to help Kenny, is what he said.
Okay. We'll say he's helping Kenny. So, you'll get a bonus next round. Well, what did you get last time? A 14 total?
Yeah.
Okay, so Shivers. Shivers and David.
Alright, well, I'll just hack some more and then Shivers can follow.
Okay, you can see inside the room again. You do not see who you think is Crow. Minto
well,
is
well with all the shouting, would I be pretty sure that that was Crow?
Yeah, you were used to much Crow.
Yeah.
Pretty good guess.
Yeah. He answered to Crow.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of waiting.
Minto is next.
Still waiting.
Well, you could technically help try to get Kenny out, I guess.
So.
I guess use Ray of Frost on some of the webbing. They're getting
made.
Okay. Will that do anything?
I don't know if that'll do anything.
No,
it's make it cold. Brr! The web's cold now.
Oh, no.
Otherwise, they really don't have anything to be major.
Well, can't you just do like a, you can just do a general aid, like Tabit's doing.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
Yeah, okay. I don't think you have to roll anything for A, do you?
It's generally a D20. If it's above 10, you 10 or above, you succeed. Below 20, you don't.
Okay. I don't remember if that was for that or for the added defense.
I know for aiding and skill checks, that's how it works.
All right, we'll
but
do that.
In terms of help, I guess if he's using like escape artists or something, yeah, that makes sense.
Tab doesn't help.
Yeah, because I guess you're doing escape artists.
I help.
He is doing his thing. The creature moves above.
Does it sound like it's getting closer to the stairs?
Not to your stairs, it does.
Okay.
Kimmy, you're next.
Oh, try to escape.
Yeah, plus two to your movement.
Oh, yeah, two for you. So that'll be... That'll
take your turn for
you.
Thank you.
22.
How did
you
get out?
Yeah. You went and fought the monster by yourself and got eaten pretty much right away.
Fuck, what do I want to do?
Can
it's,
I come back?
Once you reach a certain level, you can bring resurrection.
It's difficult terrain, so everything costs double to go through,
yeah.
Right?
And pretty much everything from here up has been cleared.
Oh,
the two squares you're in has web in it still. Once you get to here, it's clear.
Okay. I'll try to move difficultly, so...
Alright,
you...
make
another roll.
Combat roll again.
Oh, fuck. What is that?
Nine.
He's like, thanks, guys. Oh, fuck! Let's talk again.
Well,
six.
To clear the
well, I was six. No, my I can do escape artists too, right? So
yeah.
That's my better one. That's still... That's 15.
17 is what you need.
God damn it. Damn it!
I'm in a very sticky
again.
Situation here, guys.
All right. For me, right?
Tabit.
I'll Tabit.
Yeah,
sure.
Look at that timing.
He needs to clear the webbing in front of him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I cleared, what, like a 5-foot space in front of me?
Yeah.
Kenny's, yeah. I'll
I
try
just
to
got move. Stuck. I no,
again?
I moved up.
Yeah. You got him free, then he's walking forward.
All right, I'll try to free him again. What kind of a check is that?
Just
strength,
get above
or?
A 10 because
oh, okay.
It's an 8, I think.
Gross.
Hey! Okay, Davey.
Clear out the last bit.
Alright.
I know I was where going, but was there any sort of indication that the worm had moved? Was there any sort of vibrations?
Yeah, it sounded like it broke out of the foyer first room and isn't...
Fuck, it's having a big snack, I'm gonna guess. What? How? I don't know how many people were in that room.
Well, there's two.
For all I know, that guy was just...
So, David, I'm gonna read,
okay.
Read the foyer room.
Okay.
A large circular table in the study is cluttered with scrolls, books, and an electric mix of strange devices that could be surgical instruments, weapons, or writing implements. A human skull bearing a horn-like growth along one side,
beautiful.
And with a malformed jaw, sits on the corner of the desk.
Okay. Are we still in combat?
Technically, yes,
yeah.
But you don't know where Chrome
yeah.
Is.
Okay.
We know he's with Tom Servo.
Lento, it's your
turn. Possibly Joel or Mike. Depends.
Step up.
Time for him to step up.
So, off topic, but I've seen Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, and it's obviously a really bad movie.
Yeah.
But
oh, that's this Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really confused. I'm curious to how they're going to, like,
So he gets plus four in his
next I'm really looking forward to this one, because I feel like this is going to be the most difficult movie.
David and Shivers, it's your turn again.
I want to invest.
Wait, but, I'm sorry. I forgot. It's Kenny, it's your turn.
Yeah. You grading? Can I read?
No, I'm not. I'm nerding it up and fixing Kenny's,
sheet?
Yeah, and then I'm going to fix the sheet that I have for your thing.
Okay.
Oh.
Go back to creating.
Yeah. You actually create more web.
I'm more stuck. What?
Did you roll a one?
Yeah, you rolled a one.
You just decided to, like, get more tangled up. No responsibility.
Tabit and Mento, supposed to make reflex saves.
Oh, no.
Like this. My reflex is terrible.
Me neither. I don't like all of this.
God damn it.
Mentos, make another reflex.
I'm so good at rolling ones. I'm like... Ugh.
Since Mentos was farther back, he kind of pushes back when he sees Kenny getting bigger in there. But Tabit's too close, and he's like holding on to him, and he suddenly's like, ah! And he gets entangled in the web now, too.
Kenny, you son of a bitch.
Where the fuck are you guys?
You hear Mentos, I should have
you
just
know
kept
where
walking.
I'm at.
I should have just
like
kept walking
upside down in the web
by
now.
The trail. Should have just kept walking.
Nothing funnier than a dwarf hanging upside down.
Alright, so my turn?
Yes.
Don't even free me. Let me starve to death. Oh, wait, this ring of sustenance even keeps you
you'll be
that.
There forever.
Yeah, I'll just live out my life.
Please kill me.
Try to take it off.
Please kill me.
Jukuno was like,
I guess
I have like a servant or like a follower at some point?
I guess I'll go investigate the table of scrolls and all that fun stuff.
Oh, really? You're just going to leave us? All right.
I'm staying away from Kenny. He's getting people stuck.
Fuck you and your badger.
I'm going to be a 13 for perception.
You know, this is the problem. Is I try to do the good thing, and look what happens.
Looks like on the desk that Crow was trying to translate from memory that book that you have.
What program is that?
Other than that, you don't know. Didn't notice anything
PC
out
Gen?
Of the...
Okay.
What's up with that skull?
Well, do I know what it is? What kind of animal?
I mean, it really does print out
looks
all
like
your
a human skull. You'd have to do like
special abilities. It doesn't work as well.
Do another heal check on it.
Yeah, well, it's pretty new. I was surprised when the
18
Pathfinder Master or database added all that stuff right away.
You think that this is just someone that was born deformed, and he just. Kept the skull. You don't know why he kept the skull.
I'm gonna take the horn. I'm gonna like snap off the horn part.
Okay.
I'm gonna grind it into dust, put it in a protein drink, and drink it.
You get wart. And you grow wart.
You get warts on the mouth.
I put it on Shiver so that when they come back and see him, they think he's a unicorn badger.
A unicorn.
Unibad.
The cutest little unicorn ever.
Look at
Shiver. I thought you were a badger, but I guess you're really a unicorn. Can I ride you? Grab me a wish.
Well, according to his mini, he's got several horns.
That's true.
And Shivers will just come.
Minto, you see Tabit and Kenny really close together.
Kill me.
Can I use the scimitar and try cutting them out, I guess?
You sure can. You can try to kill them.
Roll a one.
It's not Vorpal, is it?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Plus 20 Bardic Slate.
Yeah. Better than me and my fuck burning hands.
Minus right? 6 to clear kill, you know. It's really hard to kill.
I'll attempt to use the scimitar to do freedom.
The spell lasts a really long time. Just so you guys
know. I had an inkling.
Game wise. Okay. Go ahead. Well, I guess you're just using like a knife. I'd assume people would know how to do that. Alright,
yeah.
I'm going to say you kind of help them cut free a little bit. They'll have a lower reflex save to bust out.
I need it to be like negative.
So where are you? You would have to be right here for that, right?
No, because I wasn't the square right behind him. He was here.
Yeah. Okay, so you're still right there. Okay.
Because he just has to make it one more square to be free.
Be free. Okay. Make a perception roll while you're cutting.
10.
Oh. You feel the upstairs shaking a little bit, but you can't tell what's going on.
But shut. David and tell him to get back here and help free them.
But there's a horn thing.
I'm horny now.
I'm like, what is taking you guys so long?
Alright, Kenny, here you go.
Kenny's alright.
So next, stuck. Right?
Oh, what is this? This is good one. 16.
Yep, plus, you'll be able to get out.
Yeah, okay, good.
Maybe clear the space in front of you instead of just walking into it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, that's actually.
I guess I'm going to use one of my javelins that is blunted. There's no blood in, apparently. My spear phone has a blood in, but I'm not throwing that. Alright, so I'm going to. You know, like when you find.
Somebody making a big cotton candy thing.
Yeah.
Yum, guys. Look at it. Eat this, shivers.
That's what I'm doing. Alright,
so yeah, after you do that one, it's all clear, so we can. Probably go ahead.
Yeah, so I did help you guys.
Tabit, your go.
I'm going to try to wrestle free. See how this works.
Yeah, he's never going to get out of there because of his reflex. Plus, he's at like a negative seven. Right,
so what's your CMB or escape artist?
You're going to be a negative.
Yeah, your escape artist is going to be on a minus seven now because of all your armor.
Yeah, I'm very heavily armored.
Can't move!
If I could just come out of my armor and just leave that stuck in the web.
Well, your CMB just base attack bonus strength size.
And, well, it's 13. My CMB is 13.
So that's an 18. Which is higher, so you can get out.
Oh, I thought it was just a reflex.
No.
Oh, I guess that would be
you're trying
more
to get the CMB after your grapple.
Okay. Yeah, that's a 13.
Alright, so...
Oh, I guess
18
total.
18, yeah, so you bust
free. So it's then your turn cutting out what's left.
I wink at you.
Alright, thanks for telling me that.
Yeah.
Alright, we can go ahead
so
and get rid
of that.
So
wait, where did I get stuck at? Because was Kenny in front of me, or was I on the side of
him,
like on the left side
of you?
He's in front of you.
So that section's clear.
And the whole hallway's clear now.
Okay.
And you guys cleared it up.
Okay, cool.
And...
Fuck this crow guy, you know, I feel like you're trying to help him. I mean, we weren't going to. We were going to help him off the mortal coil, you know what I mean?
Help him in the next better world.
Well, the thought was I'll have him help us kill the big thing.
No, I think we still could. I think we still have a shot at it.
Okay, so that was Tabit David. We're in combat now.
Okay. Hey, guys, look at all this cool stuff I found.
How much XP do we get for the spider web? Huh?
Five.
Do you get experience for springing traps?
I would hope so. I do it enough.
Yeah, okay, what are you guys gonna do? Oh, sorry. I'm
gonna enjoy my tiny snifter.
Chase him?
Can I check tracks to see what door he would have gone through?
Give me a survival check. Yeah, survival check.
12.
Is that adding your human bonus?
Nope. 16.
You see faint tracks going this way, heavier tracks going this way. Just in the corner of your vision, there's a lot of tracks right here.
And like a, maybe like a worm?
There's
like a worm track.
Okay.
Definitely. Things have been scraped off by the circular.
That's your turn. What's everybody else doing?
Let's follow.
I'd like to make a percentage check to see if I can determine where I think the worm is going or coming from, if assuming it's a worm.
Okay.
Whoa! That's a 25.
The worm is directly above the room you're in right now. You can hear it.
Stab the ceiling.
You assume it's munching on some of those two crazy guys that are up there right now.
Fuck, I didn't realize that it was, like...
Hungry?
No, I didn't. I just assumed that it would only be after...
Crow?
Yeah.
It's not going to stop at a free meal, come on.
Yeah,
I don't think it was ever...
At least Tabit didn't realize that it was... You know, I thought that maybe it had goals as opposed to, like... It actually fed on
the crazy demonic
evil
thing.
All those people on its way out of
it. I assumed that possibly they had died from like the natural
causes.
I'm shocked. Yeah,
so totally natural causes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Explodes against the wall.
Well, okay, guys. Tabit's not a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, either way, it's killing things. So let's keep.
He makes magic.
cleric that knows how to kill things.
Let's find Crow so we don't have to fight Voldemort.
I don't even like Gilly Andrew, to be honest. It's not that fun. Natural selection. I'm a cleric of natural selection.
Yeah. I'll help you on your way today.
I'm like Mother Teresa. Just fucking deal with it.
Okay, what's Mentos, what are you doing?
Well, I was going to catch up there.
Catch up there. Kenny?
I'm going to move closer.
Okay.
Closer to
but
where?
You're just hanging out there, perceiving?
Well, if you want to call that my turn, sure. But I would definitely communicate to these guys that I believe the worm is straight above me. Or straight above us.
What should you say? Straight above here or here?
We're...
It's over here.
Except yeah, the room
kind of
that we were...
Here.
That... Mm-hmm. Icky room you guys are in.
So we believe, and I'm asking you guys, obviously, do we believe Crow went that way? Like,
I think there's a secret door.
This secret coming up to
well,
us.
You are like an idiot.
He got really excited. What?
I haven't searched for
it. Is
it
made of stone?
It probably is.
So don't open it.
I haven't searched for it yet. So I'll do a perception on the wall to see if there's like a secret door or anything. 19.
You're kind of poking and prodding it. You're not seeing nothing.
I'll help you once.
Yeah, can I?
Once! Just once.
I don't know if I could believe him. They probably did not help any. 20. Or no. Is that right? Yeah, 20.
Can I possibly aid with my my ability to spot out weird stone work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll aid Kenny in his perception check, I guess.
Shivers will aid.
Shivers is better than 16. All of us.
So what was the highest? What did you get?
I had a 19.
19.
20.
21.
Can Shivers actually 16, aid me?
And then I have that plus 2 to weird stone work.
So it'll be 21. If
well, that was if you are doing the base, but you're...
Well, I don't know if I could communicate to that to him. Like, hey, that's weird because blah, blah, blah. It's up to you.
So what's our total right now?
Like 1,000?
Over
9,000.
I mean, okay, let's round down.
I mean, 480 10, that'd be 23.
And plus Shivers gave me 2, so I'd be at 21.
Everybody that ate him gave him a plus 2. He was at 19.
So how many people? So there's Shivers?
So if we count Shivers, that'd be 25, if Shivers counts.
I know, doesn't it hurt you to say that?
We
count the goddamn dog.
You're just not finding anything.
Can we take 20 on it?
I don't think we have that kind of time.
You sure can
then
take 20.
Well, I'll say, hey, Stoney, come over here and check this shit out.
So, I can't add a little more?
I'm saying, hey, why don't you come do it?
If you do it, and everyone aid you,
I'm just concerned.
Let's let Stoney do it.
Yes.
Well, the problem is, if a 20
Shivers does not
aid can do it... Alright, that's
16
plus
yes.
A
6
yeah.
plus
2. So then add 6 to whatever you ultimately have.
Yeah. So that's a 28 by myself.
So
34.
So Tabby gets up here and goes, guys, get out of the way.
I know Stone.
Let the dwarf do his work.
Let Stoney do it.
So he comes up, you're kind of feeling around, you're trying to, like, find seams and stuff.
My eyes are closed, by the way. I need to make this as bad as
you can touch it. You can touch it with all your heart.
I mean, you just can't put your finger on what it is, and then you kind of sit back on the desk, and you feel something, like, shift on there, and then there's a door that slides open.
Yeah! What perception check?
I looked. That I found section. The tracks. I helped.
You sure did, buddy. You sure did.
You did. I mean, I wouldn't have even thought about really searching that much if it wasn't for him.
Dude, my ass is awesome. Let me tell
you. Oh, and then I show everybody the horn I found.
Every time you start, get a little bit of respect on me.
Check. See if there's magic on this.
It's good at that.
Oh, you dropped it. I go pick it up.
So it's gonna grab.
I didn't say chuck it.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
downward.
It's gravity magic. Susceptible to
gravity. No
fetch.
Yep, he fetches it.
Alright, what's door opens up into a new room? What are you guys doing?
David, after you, sir.
Let's go in.
Oh, yes, sir.
You want to make
big.
Some
it's
perception
it's
checks?
Only, you can only fit 4 people in there.
Crow's not in there?
No.
We're going and do
find where Crow is.
Do a perception.
This musty smelling room has 2 large bookshelves in opposing corners. A third corner features a cluttered reading desk caked with papers, scrolls, and books. The room is well lit by a floating globe of churning fire near the center of the ceiling. Below the
floating globe of churning fire.
Below the orb, there is a like little mannequin thing, and it has a cloak wrapped around it that's got like really dark blue looking, and it looks like it's kind of moving with the light.
Spider, is a wizard,
magic,
come in here. I think there's a magic cloak.
Stab it.
That's a magic cloak.
Kill the mannequin.
And what's up with this
one? I'm probably going in next. I usually go in next.
Detect magic on the cloak.
It is magical. You detect.
Yeah.
Here, let me get you the stats.
It's, what is it? Mannequin? Is that the name of the movie?
Mm-hmm. What's that movie about mannequins?
This dream together.
She can sleep
the
last
The mannequin's alive. It's super hot.
You
we seduce it.
Sense a moderate
transmutation.
Yeah,
we let the
readers know
the gaps.
Put it on.
And of course, the globe above you. Is
I mean, let's
spellcraft on the robes.
I've been drinking.
You have to touch it to do that.
Do you?
I don't know which dice it was that I rolled, so I'm going to pick the 19.
Yeah, good job.
In his defense, I did see 2 guys just fly out.
No, I think you're going to have to read
it. Ooh.
Just leave all these on here with the highest roll possible.
1?
20s.
Since you can't
get all these 20s.
Watch or crit or skill check. That would be...
How would you botch a perception check?
Your eyes fall out.
You totally miss the obvious.
You're straining so hard, your eyes.
You look at the wrong place when the knife comes out.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Okay, we'll just put all these out on the highest.
Should we just take it and mess with it later?
I think that's a good idea because
I'll grab it.
Everybody in the room.
Wait.
A reflex save.
Sweet.
Whoa!
So
do we make
it?
Do we make it in there?
You're not
in the room.
Okay.
I don't think we're in the room.
Last time I heard Kenny goes, I'm usually the next one in there.
I am, but
I
wasn't asked about what I was doing.
I had a
22.
You guys all dodge half the damage from it, but that little light above it. I did 11, so half of 11, but it starts shooting fire as soon as you start grabbing.
You round down?
The cloak?
Yeah.
Dispel that thing!
And then I'm like, anyway, yeah, that crazy
so
stonework from Circa.
Are you talking to Shivers?
No, I was talking the whole time. And,
yeah, but Shivers
you guys are on fire!
Shivers is the only one in there.
There's a roll up.
I put a little tree on his nose and tell him, wait. And he doesn't listen to me.
It went out, so it's dark.
And I just don't understand why.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and cast light on my staff so we can see.
I can see.
All right, let's look at the books. So perceive on the books for me.
Well, I'm assuming, because that was room wide, right?
Yeah, everybody in the room got hit by that, yeah.
Well, I didn't see any evidence of a fourth person in the room. He's not here. Let's quickly check these other doors.
What's the cloak, though? I'm going to check.
He went this way.
I'm going to spell crap check.
Spell crap it? Okay.
Spell crap.
Spell crap that shit. 16. Really good.
You can't determine what it is.
Damn it.
All right, so I'll just say, Minto, I saw there were the tracks
over
here.
Let's grab it. All right. Let's grab the cloak.
I already have it.
All right.
He had Minto.
Here.
Open the door.
Should we look at the books?
I think we can look after.
Knowledge is power? What the fuck? No.
Is there going to be...
Not when
it's time
sensitive thing.
When did you turn to that?
What?
When did you turn into that? You're getting dumber two.
You
shut up. You're getting dumber two, damn it.
Dumber two. No, I just feel like we have
to keep it. Yeah.
With human teeth and cavities.
Alright, open the door.
He's looking through the book.
A single large desk sits in the corner part of this room on a high back chair with a deep purple cushion that sits just behind.
With a what on it?
Purple cushion.
I take that cushion. This will look great in the end, I say.
No one in here?
Not that you can see.
Detect magic?
You sense no magic.
I guess I'll just do a general perception check and see if there's anything cool going on. It's 13.
Nothing cool.
That chair looks nice.
Go to that other bar to town.
Cool. Tab, I tried checking the other door.
Okay. I will crack the door open, make a perception check. Dang. It's a 24. And if I'm noticing any crazy stonework, that's a 28. But if not, I'll take my 26.
A large canopy bed takes up the majority of this room. A quaint writing desk sits next to the bed, and what appears to be 3 footlockers sit under the bed.
Hmm. You know, there's never any bathrooms in any of these places we go.
There actually are bathrooms in here. You guys just skipped all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the shitters.
I would feel like we're smart enough to skip past that.
So nothing, this door just connects back
the bathroom
to where we were? I'm what guessing we ran...
Oh, yeah, wait. Damn it.
Let's take magic in that
should
room.
Should we care? Let him just die.
I will take
that worm's coming for him.
I'd like to detect magic in the room that I just opened up. That you just, the description you just read.
So I assume he's probably wearing at least one item of magic.
That's good.
No magic in the room.
What?
First desk.
There's foot lockers.
Yeah, it's only like up to 60 feet, I think.
They're just shoes.
I think you should open up the foot lockers.
How about the guy with the
rogue's
tools?
Yeah, let's go after. Let's go after. We gotta find dude or kill
we'll come
this
in. I'll
stuff.
Go for this door.
Yeah, I think we should just come back.
Yeah, so we'll have time.
Come back, hopefully.
So he's checking that. I'm gonna attempt another spell.
What the worms in the foot lockers? Come on,
yeah.
Man. What's going on here?
Well, maybe you should do a general perception check in the room.
I can do that. Sure. All
right.
So he's checking that.
Yeah, me too. I'll
try that spellcraft.
So you're just doing a general perception?
We're just
kind of looking for Crow.
Yeah, that's my main
focus on Crow.
Yeah, I got a 30. He got a.
You're both in that room searching for Crow?
Yeah.
23.
Yeah, you don't find him in there.
What are we finding?
I noticed anything else.
You didn't say you're searching anything. You said you're searching for Crow.
He did. 30.
You're searching
for perception, yeah.
You searched for life being yours.
In the foot lockers, the first contains a rusty iron ring with keys.
That's a hoarder.
More keys.
Crow, you in there?
All right.
Crow, you in that one?
Are you guys ready for this? Because
I am prepared.
Okay.
This is what I started cracking up about, because I thought you guys were going to skip it. You find a leather bag containing 300 platinum.
Yes! That's for Lance.
That's like 3,000.
That's all.
Yep.
We can buy another inn.
You can get your arrows.
No, that's all. I'm not sure that I'm telling you about
this. You can find a crude map that looks like it's the tunnels underneath Mortenburg.
Oh, hey. So you didn't find these. Lance found it. Or Kenny found these. You don't even know about the money.
Second
that's
and
not very
third
nice.
Foot lockers contain hundreds of fragments of pottery, small pieces of sculptures, tiles, and twisted and burnt bits of metal.
I told you, this guy's a hoarder.
Common theme is figures of stylized, twisted creatures and glimpses of things that rip formless horrors that are hinted from the frame.
Nightmare pottery, awesome.
Looks like each has been carefully cleaned.
Smash up. Smash up.
They might be worth something to an archaeologist.
No,
do I feel like this is any sort of thing pertaining to like old gods?
Oh, yeah.
So we're taking the weird figurines.
I found
Spellcraft.
21.
Wait, where are you at? Are you in that room now?
No.
No, you guys are all across. You don't even know about what we're finding. This
he
is
senses
all,
it.
This
well, you guys
is
don't
this
get
all
my
our money.
Listen, Lance. That's fine. Money's fine.
You guys come
those,
back and they're like decked out. And
you guys can have that like fancy face that you found shattered. Money's
found
fine.
I found a cushion.
You saw it.
I need this for my next rap video.
Yeah. Exactly. Platinum. I'm getting that on my grill. Getting me on my teeth.
I'll eat a burger from that grill.
So the cash level you need to get is a 7th. I'm not sure if that beats that or not. I don't remember what the spellcraft thing is for that.
Just roll really high again. Like maybe a 20?
You got a 21.
Dang!
Oh, shit!
Like, even 21. Even drunk Kenny's excited.
Kenny's not drunk.
No, I'm sorry, you're totally sober. You can drive. I hear you drive better drunk.
So, Kenny, I heard your girlfriend broke up with you today.
God, why did she...
She haunts my dreams, even though I haven't been sleeping.
That's not my dreams. Why did she go for
and
me?
And what's her name again, Kenny?
It's...
She countersung that shit.
I'm Amarilla. No, she spellcraft... She... Down his bardic performance so hard.
Identify
that
the
problem
as a
match
item using detect magic.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be just it's 15 plus the item's caster level.
Okay.
Man.
So that's
she's really
short. Just barely.
When you guys do the private session with the Lantern and Bang Armorilla, will you make sure you post it on Facebook?
Post it on Facebook.
Yeah, we post it on
Facebook. We're gonna do a video of it. And we have to dress up like our
characters. No.
You're doing a spellcraft check in here? Is that what you're doing?
Everybody do a perception check.
No.
Oh, God.
14.
I'm trying to drink out of my tiny snifter.
28.
You hear a loud roar.
Like a lion?
That smell of that familiar smell that was kind of gagging you guys before is starting to whip down the hallway to you guys.
Can I hear where that thing is? Like, do I get a...
It sounds like it's echoing. If you had to make a guess, it's screaming down that staircase that you found earlier.
I feel like we need to just
this
confront
one?
This thing.
That other one.
No. Oh, the one we did, the other one?
Let's kill it.
Let's just
confront
this thing.
Could I do a Dungeoneering where I could tell where that...
Yeah.
That other staircase
yeah,
was on down here?
Yeah,
that'll be a 4, 5, 19.
You're guessing that the staircase was right here.
Alright, I rally the troops and say, let's go meet.
What was that?
What?
Puts it on!
Okay.
We put on the cloak.
Hi.
Are you alright?
You feel okay, buddy?
That's what we're about to find out.
Alright, I rally the troops, like, let's go, and then I say we need to run
right
after this thing.
I want to do, like, an air park. Poker, I'm going to have to say you're going to have to will it to do something. Use your will to use it.
It's a will roll?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wisdom.
Come on, baby.
You're like trying to force it to do something.
Mental, come on.
13.
It's not responding to you.
Oh.
Can I aid his will?
See, I'm not even sure if it's that or use a magic device.
Alright, I'm gonna look at this.
I think
using magic device makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
Alright, guys, why are we looking at this cloak?
yeah, let's just forget the cloak. Let's go.
Hold on. I think we're making progress here.
Where's everybody at? Because it's gonna be weird.
I'm right here. Is he gonna disappear?
No. What's Kenny at? Kenny and Tab.
Alright, let's do this.
Kenny and Tab are doing this.
High five. We high five. Yeah, look at all our money. Yeah.
Tab, you can see Minto.
Okay.
Under the folds of the
come on,
the
with six watches, and you ask me if you want to buy one.
Two 10-foot tentacles pop out and start withering out all over the place.
Oh, no. Not tentacles!
You have a sense that they're moving to your thoughts.
Mm.
You're perverted.
So so in other words, you can control what they do.
Ultimate tentacle porn.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to be...
this could be a separate adventure.
So I'm going to, like, my character is going to, like, freak out and draw and be like, what is going on, Minto?
Hold on.
He does that and the tentacles do that too.
Are you okay?
He is now the black tentacle.
He's like
doing
the tentacles are like moving with him.
You're fine?
Yeah, I think this cloak just gives me a couple tentacles.
Try to pet Shivers with
tentacles,
it.
Thumbs up.
I don't see what the problem is.
Try to pet Shivers with the tentacles.
Cloak of tentacle porn.
I think that might be a bad idea at this point.
Okay. Well, anyway, we gotta go. This thing's right down the hall.
Let's take care of
everybody,
business.
Come on. Let's go. Let's run.
Let's do this.
Get the idiots.
Okay.
So and ask them if they found any money.
So you have a 10-foot tentacle come out on this.
What's happening?
So is everybody coming?
Tabby, what's happening?
Yeah, no, I will follow.
Alright, so we're going to go.
Alright, wherever you're at. First thing you notice, this door is open.
Mm-hmm.
Like suddenly?
No.
Is that effect still happening in this room?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
So everybody's like, we'll save.
Oh, what save?
Will.
Will I, won't I will.
21.
21 works.
16.
24.
16 works.
19.
19 works.
And
bullshit.
A 14.
14 does not work.
Oh, yeah. Shivers.
Looks like we've got to put shivers down.
So.
Finally.
You come into this room. And you see Krove standing like right here.
How did he get behind us?
He went this way.
What an asshole.
As we were cutting.
And as you see him kind of looking at you guys and he's not moving. And then you kind of see him go in the air, and you see him kind of bend in half, and get sucked in.
Get fucked.
And as it's doing that, this thing starts coming in here, and you start seeing, like, the invisibility stuff wear off of it.
Oh. Good, because we don't have to cast anything. I thought we'd have to cast something.
Yeah.
Well, I got that dust.
We killed him!
Yeah, we killed Grow, let's just leave!
Or we didn't kill him,
and
we're innocent.
See,
for one.
The terror ask you.
You see this big thing come out, and you hear it shout, Yoshara!
Do I recognize the language?
I'm Sonic the Hedgehog!
I'm guessing it's Aklo.
Yep. Ooh, it talks.
Hi, oh, ugly man. Ugly thing, good to see you.
Hey, David.
A little something like Odessa.
How about you do a diplomacy check, try to talk this thing out of this?
Everybody,
weird,
roll initiative.
Wait, what did it say?
Anger, rage.
It said that god's name that made you lose your wisdom.
Yogg.
I don't like that guy.
4, 20, 12. Or, sorry, 12.
2012.
2012.
Rerolls and a mini.
I'm also badly on initiative. I don't know what happened.
13
for Tebbit.
Krove is devoured.
I bet he looked delicious to that thing.
You know, I don't think the thing had an issue eating anything.
Yeah.
I don't think it had like a weird.
Alright, well. I'm gonna bard performance this shit up real soon.
I think some plus one, 13. I think some plus ones are in order here.
I'm plus twos. Ooh, man. I'm a badass bard. What? Oh, I got a...
What?
12.
I got a pee. That's what I got.
Gotta get more booze.
Okay.
We're getting serious here. It's the final boss. The BBE.
Serious business.
I still wanted to just push you down, but my mini's there. I was more concerned with.
Yeah, this one might hurt the fall.
Yeah. David?
Me and Shivers both got 18s.
Who has a higher dex?
Me.
I'm just kidding. You guys both.
What's your guys' dex?
Mine is a 6, plus 6, and he has a...
I meant total, but...
18, and his is 17.
Oh, I know what that means. But Tavit doesn't know that.
Minto.
25.
Whatever.
Got 17.
No, that's good. I want you to go first.
You'll be impressed.
All right, I think
All right, we'll take a break.
The fucking cliffhanger.
Yeah.
I think
when
that's
we
good...
come back, we will have the Pathfinder.
We'll be starting a new adventure because we're all dead.
Fight the final boss here in Krove
Bay.
Tune in next week for a very special episode.
Yeah.
Very special episode.
Where we all just see
in 5 minutes.
Stop. Why does everybody...
Stop breaking the fourth wall.
Everybody always ruins the illusion.
Fifth
no,
wall.
We play for about an hour once a week.
Yeah, we definitely don't do sessions, like marathon sessions.
Can you imagine just coming over to play for an hour?
That would be crazy.
We'd bullshit for an hour.
And we're done, guys. That was good. We talked
right,
about
we
all shit that's happened.
Everybody roll initiative.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see what happens next week.
We have to start a second podcast.
Yeah.
where it's like Adventures of Pathfinding, bullshit, and then
it's going to be this. That would be hilarious.
Seriously, that's what it would be.
We should just have one like that. It's like a comedy one.
Like, one fan would be like, this is awesome. Everyone else would just
wait. Like, wait, I thought they were playing at something.
Yeah.
Alright.
Well, I did listen to a Pathfinder podcast that was entirely talking about playing Pathfinder.
Yeah, that's what a lot of them are. Yeah. There's not that many of people actually playing.
I mean, right.
Anyway, that's it for this episode.
I listened to one that started playing.
Maybe not.
I hope you will enjoy the Lance and Eric hour, or half an hour.
Yeah, it was
so
pretty
interesting.
Yeah, it was about half an
I gave a lot of talk about the Ben Badger.
You're trying to get... Anyway, that's it for this one.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresandpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.